Rocket chips.
I like how it says not made with real avocados.
Where?
On the front it says flavor with real avocados.
Water.
I have a feeling that Kevin's waiting for us to do something, and I don't know why.
I haven't actually started yet.
Okay.
During the eating phase. What did say that?
Hey, there's ice. You know where it is, right?
Hmm. We use only the finest avocado for our guacamole chips.
But only one for that.
One is generous.
I bet there's less than that, yeah.
You can dip your guaca chips in guacamole.
Oh, that's a double guaca.
Double guaca attack.
Alright, then you can't taste the difference.
What the?
No, either way, it's my avocado blast. Especially in normal chips and guacamole.
No, you get the double guaca attack instead of a single.
Nah. You just
go, oh,
I don't want
to. Not bad.
I should probably do something with my avocado free.
I also got the salsa secret.
Do you have an avocado too in the list?
Salsa built-in chips.
There's probably a couple dozen now the cat is rotting on the ground
right now. It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh?
Not bad.
What? The wizard got the more cokes.
Yeah. You want a boozy lemonade, Will?
Boozy lemonade?
Boozy lemonade.
Boozy lemonade.
Mike's hard.
No,
we got a bunch of cokes and cherry cokes.
Yeah, we have you stocked for several months now.
Yeah. It's like 36 cans.
Jesus. That should last a day at least.
Guinness.
Just when we're moving gaming locations too, Will.
And you know, those come wrong.
Probably
I know.
If you're sitting around headquarters, reading 5 minutes, eating chips.
Wondering why we're reading fan mail.
We've been through that.
Yep.
I don't know. It's a subscription. I don't know. Someone here. It's one of us.
That's true. I don't get really good TV reception on the moon.
You need to fix that. I can do something for you. After I fix this one.
But the inventor do it.
It's hard to get good TV reception on the north side of the moon.
I'm not the inventor.
Does he look like the inventor?
Yeah.
The world.
No, see that but it won't be possible. I mean, the little
guys.
Transmitter signal from that alien bomb down
the world's largest rabbit ears. Why isn't your robot following us around?
What robot? Actually, robot's evil. Again.
He's not real.
Which one? The first one or second one?
You don't look the same, do you?
Probably looks close.
Looks pretty close.
I'm like a distance.
How close do you look to your grandfather?
It was exactly the same except for the
hat. Yeah.
I got a lot more there.
You know, these are actually kind of good.
Yeah. I actually like them better than the,
You're good. You don't look avocado.
The salsa chips. Guaca chips? Salsa chips.
Those would be nasty.
Well, they're pretty good.
What?
You should mix them together.
The only other guacamole chips I've had a lot of are the Lay's ones, and these are a lot better than the Lay's ones.
Check those.
Oh, El Sabroso.
I love the fact that they've mixed cheddar cheese into these.
Same company,
like
right?
Guacamole.
Yeah, same company.
Really?
It can't be that bad.
Wait, this is
not a suit.
It's a picture.
Well, I mean, it's mostly salt.
It's just recommended that you dip it in that stuff.
Oh.
Corn. Ground corn with a trace of lime. Vegetable oil. Parsley, tomato, salt, onion, garlic, spices, MSG.
MSG is everywhere. This one has MSG.
Avocado powder.
Avocado powder.
Citric acid, jalapeno pepper, maltodextrin, modified cornstarch, corn syrup, salt.
Modified cornstarch, huh?
Extractives.
I've been impressed how all these
paprika and another.
I've lately learned the way to make them hot is to put lime in. I swear, they didn't used to do that before about 5 years ago.
Oh,
they all have.
I'm going to apply for a job at a university.
Why?
Cool.
Well, you know, I should tell everyone here my secret identity except for Dave. Dave is obsessed about Mexico for some reason.
What?
Pure pan? Yeah. Huh? When I had one?
He's back in character.
Yeah,
I thought he was talking about him for a second, too.
Yeah.
He went from getting a job at the university to a secret identity.
No, getting a job at the university is also in character.
Mm. Yes, we weren't sure about that.
You meant you were going to work at Berkeley.
Yeah, me too. That's a bit far.
That's why I asked why, you dumb shit. What the fuck are you thinking?
I'm getting a good job at the university.
Why? What the fuck are you thinking?
You get a job at Stanford.
That's kind of far, too. Maybe San Jose State.
Well, I guess the advantage of working at the university is you only have to work 35 or 40 hours a week, and it's you don't have to work hard.
You never worked at the university, I don't know.
The disadvantage is every year you don't get your paycheck for a month or so.
Everybody goes on strike.
No, it's when they can't get the budget agreed to, and the university runs out of money. Which we never had to deal with the CA because our money came through NASA.
Yeah.
But we sure heard everyone else bitch about it.
NASA. So, yeah?
Okay. See you around.
Well, actually, I won't tell anyone.
You won't tell
anyone. You hear a voice saying, let's assume just.
I'm going to get a job.
Let's just assume this isn't a
trick. I'm going as a.
Let's assume what isn't a trick.
Let's just assume this isn't a trick. You turn, you see a hologram of Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor?
Someone who appeared as a sinner.
Wait,
is he a gross man or evil?
Yeah, is he a known criminal at this point?
Yes.
What? Really? Wait a minute. Wait, Superman exists, right, you say?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
This is a pre-crisis adventure. Is he in his purple bowel suit?
Ooh, purple bowel suit.
That's a dead giveaway.
I was pretty sure that's the pre-crisis time.
Wait, is the Legion of Doom behind him?
No.
Do we all know who he is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll also,
We know everything.
That's all weird.
Also,
breaking continuity.
Let's assume that this is really me, Lex Luthor, and not somebody else is trying to use my good name.
Well, okay, really you meaning really you in a hologram, right? Not really you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Touch of the chase. Are we killing?
I'm already suspicious.
Now that that's established, I would also like to remind you that I beat up on Superman on a regular basis, so I'm not to be taken lightly.
Is he?
But all honesty aside, I'll be doing a few experiments later on today, and what I want to do. And I don't want a bunch of costume heroes climbing through the wall when I'm in the middle of something important, okay? Right now, it's New Island City. At precisely 3:47 this afternoon, I'll be running a few experiments on time in my ultimately secret hideout at the corner of Maiden Wells. You'll probably all get a queasy feeling around that time, but don't worry, it'll pass. It'll just be one of the ripple effects that will occur when I take control of the time stream.
Okay.
Which reminds me, one last thing. By 3:48 this afternoon, I will become master of time and space.
Okay, thanks for telling us.
Surrender all your fortunes and power to me by that time, or I'll kill you before you were born.
Huh.
Drop all your money and papers on my secret hideout. That's the corner of Maiden Wells. I'll probably be a little busy, so just slap the money under the door. Thanks. And now return you to whatever insignificant little things you were doing before my triumphant message. And then the hologram breaks out.
I wonder if this trend is every superhero.
Do we have any cameras in this room? Any security cams or anything?
Well, are they working? I was setting them up. I don't know.
Security camera? Yeah.
They're working? They're working. So
yeah.
The screen's not working. So.
Okay. Well, I need you to run one back for me. I need to be able to see Lex.
Wait, it's like Firewalk with me. There's Lex Luthor, but David Bowie's walking down the hallway.
What?
And then the, like, your red phone blinks.
The red phone? Okay. I got it!
Wait, it should appear on the screen.
Oh, that's true. The screen slides down?
I pushed a little button.
Hey,
why aren't we watching TV here on that?
You fool!
I don't know what you guys were doing. I was reading Man Fact, man.
So the mayor says,
yeah, right. Reading Man Fact.
Reading for the RT server.
Yeah.
So the mayor says there's a major disturbance down at the.
Maiden Wells.
Oh, imagine.
Wait,
that.
What time is it? It's noon?
Yeah. And if you said that,
there's a lot of people with checks and things under their arm, delivering them.
People throwing money under the door.
Yeah, so let's just say that you hear a lot of pop.
His head explodes.
That's the ambush book up
here. Starting resonance to the sound of a giant can of Yaha being opened, and a tall, blue man in a green body suit appears. with a confused look on his face and a small white card in his outstretched hand. And be with you guys when you were making and be with you guys when you were making plans, he says, finishing his sentence. Next time call me. What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here?
Did he pop up in the mayor's office? Okay,
he's in the mayor's office.
He's in our headquarters here?
Yeah, what are you guys doing here? What happened to Luther? Can I go home now? Oh, Munchies.
Munchies. Yeah, you can go home.
Who are you?
It's ambush stuff. Did you know? Didn't you just read Magic Bank?
Why did you drop this pile of magazines on our doorstep?
Can I see your card? Alright. Gives you like a little business card, A Bug Enterprises.
You know, I
given the address of his detective agency.
You know, I can fix that zipper.
It's not Man in Wells, is it?
No.
So, you were just giving this to Luther?
No, it's going to give it to you guys. We just finished meeting Luther. What is the hell going on? Why are you all back here?
Uh-oh. Are you aware of who I am?
Sure, you're that creepy guy.
That's right. John Gilmore, psychic investigator.
I can fix that zipper.
And I can read minds. You're thinking right now that your name is Erwin Schwab.
What are you talking about? Stuck.
And we don't know that.
It's right here. It's stuck. Your zipper's stuck.
I can fix it for you. He's thinking we do know that because we went forward in time and then he jumped back in time right now because Luther's now the master of time and space.
No, he's thinking that we're going to fall into his clever plan, where he pretends to be various supervillains, and then comes to join us in order that he can make himself look more like a hero than he actually is by defeating these false heroes, false villains that he's set up. I can read your mind. Don't lie to me.
I'm the one who wants to know. Why do you say anything? I'm a good guy.
You're thinking
you're
that.
You're going to
But it's a good thing he popped up because I would have never come to him for help.
I was thinking something along that line.
I would suggest instead you hold press conferences.
We're in a comics book right now. That's got to be it. Alternate reality.
You're too creepy. He pops up.
Okay, I need you to get one of the shots of Lex Luthor on that screen, you know, right now.
Good thing I
do it.
Good thing I embedded a tracking chip in the chip he just ate.
I'm going to Maine and Wells.
Lex Luthor, screen now. Wait.
Why?
Because I said.
Oh. Wow.
You're not boss me.
You're just a little girl, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh.
Lex Luthor, screen now. I don't understand.
He's right there. He's right there. Look. Right, is he? Do we catch him?
What do you mean
out there?
Oh.
I want one of the shots of the holograph of Lex Luthor on our security screen.
Okay, you put that up?
Not there?
No, he's there.
Okay, he's there.
Maybe actually replay it. Sure.
Did the message change?
No.
What the hell? My casting got a lot harder for my sublime restoration of my human self.
I only cast it once again.
Demon.
I cast it. This might take a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Cast it again.
What are you doing?
I'm casting a spell.
Don't blow yourself up, I say.
I cast it again.
Oh!
There we go. I look like Lex Luthor now.
Yeah.
It's him! Get him! Hold him down! Don't you get him!
How quickly can you make me a battle suit that looks like Lex Luthor's?
He doesn't make stuff.
Why don't you just, if you can cast illusions, why don't you just make an illusion of you in a battle suit?
I can't do that. Can I?
You can.
Yeah, it's just a shape change, isn't it?
I feel it.
It is supposed to be just shape change.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I feel you.
What? You don't make stuff for me anymore? You used to.
He feels like Lex Luthor. You're filling him up.
Yeah.
Oh, who's he talking about?
What?
You must be talking about my great grandfather.
Fine.
Let's just let him with you all along.
That's true. Get him now. Get him.
I have a purple sweatsuit back home. You want to borrow that?
feel a little small.
Oh, check the armory. Yeah. Check the armory.
I checked the armory. Are there any battle suits in there?
There are a couple of armored suits. Nothing that looks like Lex's purple and green.
Purple and green. That's fashion.
How big is Peter Pan nowadays?
Normal.
How big?
His normal size?
Oh no, he's a little kid.
He's pretty much like older teenager now.
I'll just keep my suit. We're
going to show. Wait, what time is it?
Ambush news. By.
Yeah.
We got 3 hours. Let's have lunch.
There's
got
a disturbance there right now.
Minutes.
Let's go have lunch.
Disturbance there right now.
What's the disturbance? What did Mayor say?
I want to go to Weld, Maine.
Okay. No. That's where the disturbance is.
He was saying there's somebody that's probably going to need your attention in Weld, Maine.
You can't specify?
Well.
He'd rather not say.
All right. Fine.
Is that what the little card said?
No, that was a bug. Okay. So everyone understands if it's the Lex Luthor in the suit, it's me.
You're not wearing a suit.
Wait, do you sound the same?
Suit is not power suit, no. But suit.
Do you sound the same?
No, I sound like Lex Luthor.
You do?
Fool.
Any changes?
I don't know.
So can we have some other sort of indication that it's you?
When you hit me, I'll go down.
Lex will not.
You need a password. Passwords are cool.
Avocado.
Alright.
Probably in the context of, oh whoa, my avocado colored battle suit has been stolen.
Alright.
Oh, it's eggplant.
Eggplant and
avocado.
What's an eggplant?
We do all understand we're being manipulated by
an insane
man.
Don't you know by now? It's been months. God, it's 86. It's September 86. It's been like over a year. Did you learn anything these days?
So
why don't God, that's why I fight for a job at
University. Why don't I have Attack Bug show up at the same time?
What do you want?
Have Attack Bug show at the same time as Wells and Maine.
Who's the Attack Bug?
Ambush.
That moron who just showed up.
Oh, Ambush Bug.
We go have lunch. I'm hungry.
All right. Well, I'm going to Wells and Maine. Anybody want to ride?
Sure.
Give me a ride, Rhett.
I want to ride, but.
Hey, didn't we have a talk about that?
What?
All right, sure. Let's go. I roll up the magazine and I put it inside my jacket pocket.
Okay.
No pockets on me.
Shouldn't I have a Attack Bug show up?
How will you have a Attack Bug show up?
I have his business card right here.
Why do we want him to show up? He's going to be there anyways in disguise as Luthor or some crap like that.
Really?
Sure.
But doesn't it seem like he was part of our, like, he was ripped back through time or something? Because he was, like, talking to us.
You think he really has a time machine?
I think he's just confused.
Well, you think he is trying to set us up to fight imaginary villains in order to increase his own publicity as a superhero?
He's selling comics, man. Can't fault him for that.
Shouldn't we go along with it until the critical moment?
Should we just tell Superman? You know, why does he even need the rest of Justice League? This is a crisis.
I'm leaving.
So, okay, why the hell is Aquaman?
Aquaman?
What?
Green Arrow.
Fine there. All right, I'll fly there too.
Fly me around.
Alright. Let's go.
I grab it.
We need our inventor.
We're leaving.
Make sure he brings his robot and gun, right?
He seems to have lost his robot.
Okay. So you get to Maine and Wells.
And there is a huge robot.
What was a huge floating L over a warehouse.
Hey, I wonder what that is.
And then there's a bunch of people, you know, there's a big crowd around, and the police keep trying to keep them back. And the young people selling t-shirts, I survived Luther's time war.
Oh, fast.
I lost my other shirt writing on Luther. Stuff like that. And the little Luther battle suit dolls.
Cool.
You look like Luther. Why don't you collect their dough?
Yeah.
I'll be rich.
I don't care about their dough.
Does he get mobbed?
Well, you should collect it, otherwise they'll give it to Luther.
So when the people, you know, and then it's a little star. And then, you know, people
come to
you, and they all rush forward to get autographs.
Woohoo! They rush forward and what?
To get autographs from you people.
Yeah. You mean Luthor?
Sure.
Yep.
Stand back, or I will destroy you all.
Oh, just like Luther. That's what they love about him.
you're supposed to put all your money, you're supposed to be giving him your money.
Wait, people want my autograph?
Yeah.
Cool.
You're supposed to be giving Luther your money. Form a line, have it tucked into an envelope, hand it to him in an orderly manner.
I do not wish your money. There is no time warp. Some foul Strelian is imitating me, and he shall die for this, as will any who try and thrust green money at me.
Wow, this yes. crowd laps it up and they cheer for
Luther.
Holy
shit!
I'm
buying
some stuff while I'm on my way to the door.
Coinage, only coinage. Toss some coinage, man.
We are not amused!
So this is a big elf floating in the air?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go check out the big elf.
Destroy it.
It's pretty big.
It mocks me. Destroy it.
Go ahead. Go ahead, there.
Come through.
What the hell are we doing?
So you're just going to be back in a few minutes.
You
got
the warehouse
suit?
There's a big elf floating in the air above the warehouse where Luther's secret headquarters is. There's a big crowd of people there and people selling t-shirts and stuff.
End of the world t-shirt here.
Yeah, I'll
buy a t-shirt.
I saw the time war.
Luther is going to be back wearing his suit in a few minutes. Everyone needs to scream at the top of their lungs and thrust your money at him.
Coinage only, eh?
So you want to side?
Yep.
You two are trying to decide whether you're going to destroy the ship.
I go inside. He refuses to destroy the owl. I just wanted to check it out. I'm looking through the gun port. What's this?
They're opening their gun ports.
It's a gun port
spec or whatever.
That's good.
Picture of the ship.
Okay. I didn't realize the big owl was a ship.
That's it.
That's his ship.
Wow. That's a big owl.
It is big.
Let me see the owl.
I thought it was like a sign.
No, no, no.
That's a big owl.
It's like a huge interstellar ship.
Oh.
So I'll go check that out first.
It's like a Star Destroyer floating up there.
Oh, well, not that big.
Okay, super Star Destroyer.
All right, I'll go check out the ship first then.
All right.
I'm going to continue heading in.
So can I go inside?
Huh? Can I get a ride up to that thing?
Sure.
Okay.
He probably wants to see if he can duplicate it.
Wait, so are we going to the ship or inside first?
I don't know.
He doesn't make the sound.
I think I was checking out the L. The gun force on the L anyway.
So
and you're dead.
But I'm Luther.
It's Luther. Get him. I blast him.
If he can look like Luther, how do we know he's only how do we know he's not only looking like Darth Gilmore?
I already know that.
Huh?
I already know that. We're using player knowledge to this game, so I already know that.
Did it next, big
fucking demon?
Yo, you!
God damn it.
Okay.
I go in.
You go in, everyone else is going to check out the ship?
Sure. Sure.
I told them all when Luther comes back in his battle suit, you want all your money ready. Scream at the top of your lungs and give him all your cash.
So the big ship.
It is a big ship.
It is. This is probably the fourth floor of it.
I'm front there. I'm off for something.
Let's see.
Where's Superman?
He's dead.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably acting in his alter identity as Clark Kent right now.
So there's a force
builder
on the show.
Man, maybe.
No, no, he's a newsreader right now.
Okay,
that's
us try to go through it.
Is this where he does television right now?
Yeah. 16.
How about the other superheroes?
16, you don't go through.
Ow!
Force field?
It's like a really strong windshield.
I believe the Justice League is now located in Detroit.
I'm going to suck that power.
Right, really? And is made up of Vibe, Gypsy, Aquaman, and a number of other stellar heroes.
Hold Rip for a second.
I'm going to drop him down.
29. Don't make me write Irrational Fear of Heights on my sheet.
I wrote 7-7 and then 10-2.
I think that's the high for the week.
So far. 26.
That's 29.
7-7 and
10-6. Sorry, 26. You're
right.
You fucking lying.
Yeah, you might have actually done something. Let's see. 26. So that's 16, 31. You get 6 points of force field. Or you absorb 6 points.
I give Rip to Rad, and I back up, and I get a good head start, and I fly full speed.
Watch your bounce off.
Okay, so this is based on your flight now.
Right,
go ahead, roll.
Because I killed myself.
Yep.
12 is you burst through the force field, which is weaker. Still down, though.
I guess I should try to absorb some more of it.
Sure. Meanwhile, I'll juggle a bit.
Okay, so you walk inside the building.
Hey, wait. 8.
Okay, that's
it. Let's see. 8, which means
0
damage.
Can you get flight? Irrational. Fear of height?
10.
Still 0.
Flying.
19.
That ought to do it.
You absorb 5 more points.
Oh! Did you say to go in? I tried to go in.
Not quite. I need 4 more points.
Okay.
14. I get 4 more points.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Okay, so now I have 15 extra points of force field.
19.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Hit me, go ahead.
19 will down to 14, so another 5 points.
Actually, before I step into the building, I'm going to take a second to cast a spell.
Okay.
All right, so how long do I keep this force field?
Like a day.
Okay. Impenetrable hide.
Okay.
Stone skin.
So when you walk in,
I shout, "Who dares to mock Luthor?" Wait, this wasn't in the module, Kevin.
Well, alright, so first off, this guy, alright, so.
And we never see Gilmore again.
It's just a very large room. Back of the room, there's lots of complicated equipment. Obviously, some sort of, scientific doodad that's supposed to give you for, power, time, and space. So Luthor is working there and, turning knobs and switches. So in front of that, there are 5 robots. Mean-looking robots.
How does this shield, force field work, Kevin?
It adds
to your body, basically.
Yeah, party.
Is it a field so I can use it for everybody or just myself?
You can. This one you can use it for. You can set how far out it goes.
Okay.
So you basically, it's just a spear around you.
Oh, it's a spear.
Global invulnerability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is the same building now?
Well.
Alright, let's go in.
There's still a force field, though.
Eight.
Then your strength is...
Strength?
Yeah.
Seven.
Seventh, you bounce off the force field.
I thought I'd say it was good.
Actually, I might not have been able to get through either.
You can withdraw. Come on in, guys. Water's fine.
Nine.
No, you bounced off, too. All
right. I'll use my flight.
This could hurt.
No! Well, in front of me like this.
I guess you got dogged that morning.
That's a grease spot.
I gave that warning to myself when I rolled the dice. I said, this could hurt.
Can you stuff more?
Yeah. I just can't keep more.
Well, yeah, suck more.
Keep I rolled a 15 to suck more.
That's 20... 11 points. So the force goes down.
Flying.
Oh, wait.
Do-do-do-do-do. Okay, we're in.
Actually, I should shoot you like, while you're long enough to kind of do nothing.
What again?
Who, me?
No, everybody else is just standing outside the force.
I'm going to use,
I was going to go look for an arrow. Okay.
I'm going to use Rip as the shield.
I'm looking for a door.
Block that.
Okay. each of the people outside, except for you, who you two
can't
take
catastrophic.
Laser cannon start firing.
I handed you off so that I wouldn't squash you.
Tossing me around like a beanbag. I didn't toss you around your beanbag.
We could do that, though.
I was juggling you. I didn't toss you around.
I could throw you, like, 10 APs of distance.
We play cat.
With Riff.
How far is 10 APs?
Isn't that, like...
8 is 1 mile, 2 is 4 miles.
Alright, yeah, I could throw you 4 miles.
Okay, so...
Great. Assuming most people weigh 2 APs.
I guess we'll shoot you.
Hey!
Oh, bad news.
No, it's only 6.
I'll take a 6. I thought it was 8. 14, 4,
24 minus 15, 25, I think, is the total defense. Actually, it's...
Probably about right.
Probably not. Because you also have a force field.
Right.
Do they stack?
Probably not.
So the high one takes over, or...?
Shield stacks.
So the shield stacks.
With four shield. Sure, 25, so you take 0. Oh, you might have misread. I bet you that, though. What's your 12, 20, so you needed a 3, yes.
He chose me and not him. I'm using him as shield.
Yeah, it was split seconds to swing it up in front of me.
Whoa! What's that? Natural reaction, sorry.
Natural reaction.
A smoldering pile of grip.
You take 10 points to do the laser.
10 points?
Yep.
I go down.
Okay.
Fall out of the sky. No, actually, I can score 5 points, right? Wait, by 5 or 5 points?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's do that.
Do you really want to drop him to his death?
You know, he won't die. What? How far up are we?
Probably a couple hundred feet.
I think he might die.
Huh?
Not that high.
He'd die.
What's your body? 7.
Maybe not. Pretty good for
7.
A scientist.
You're fine.
That's really good for a human.
Yeah.
Human. 9 is the next I can go to, right?
No, you can go as high as you want.
Oh, I thought I was normal human. Full body, you can... Well, actually...
No, you can pretty much go.
Okay.
Okay.
Like D&D. So you're okay with flying? No.
Then he really will have a catastrophic irrational fear of flying.
Alright, so you walked in, you said something about
Umar Luthar.
Who walked in for? Make a roll.
What roll am I rolling?
You roll charisma.
Yeah, I make charisma.
everybody has charisma. It's required adding.
Seven. My charisma's five.
Okay. So 17 total. Which is like a 3. I'm not sure that convinces with anybody.
But who's the best turn around?
Hey, let's hear your voice. Hank! And just kill my robot.
Did I not tell you to mock? You should not be mocking me. Kill me, my robot. Kill him. Kill the false Luther. The robots look confused for a bit.
Kill him!
Kill the false Luther! Look back and forth. Actually,
You should tell Luther that you're him from the future.
Well, from the past, they're all right.
And that really bad things are going to happen if he actually does.
It all depends on if this is really Luther or not. I haven't decided.
Oops, you rolled high. The other four robots cheer him on, and the robots go, that's sexy. Alright. So you got shot, you just took no damage. You got shot.
And I did all my skills.
You buy it off and absorb the rest?
Yeah.
So now you're mad.
Uh-oh, they supercharged Rad.
It happened.
Spread the L. Well, we can fly in now, right? Can I shoot the guns?
Sure.
I'll shoot one of the guns.
You ought to carry a laser gun and point it at your own temple before a fight. Say freezer the nigger gets it.
We've decided that will only work once.
Yeah.
So we're saving it for the last battle. So we're saving it until we really need it. Like, you know, fighting dark side.
So he starts doing it again after that and then
Well, no, it's not even that. It won't work.
Bad things will happen.
Yeah. Docking point, I don't care. I mean, if it's a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the last fight, my first action is to shoot Will. But
someday.
Wait, make sure it's an energy gun.
So you roll.
That's not an energy gun! Explosive bullets. I'll count.
No, I told you.
I thought.
Not with your knife!
Okay, we can initial roll.
This is for Shannon, right?
You can roll to see when he attack you or the laser gun.
38.
Okay. So the robot pulls up to you with little whirling things and attacks.
I dodge.
He misses.
Where.
The other robots groan. No! Meanwhile, did you roll?
Initiative or just to attack?
Just to attack.
I rolled 13.
Okay. You take out a couple of laser turrets. Whatever. You're now inside the range where they can't take you.
Now we can just fly around the surface and take out all the guns.
Then you can drive to the trench.
Yeah. Trench battle. You don't worry about those ships. I'll worry about the tower, I say. Damn you, Wedge.
What tower?
Turn me down.
But what about the tower?
Turn me down.
You worry about the tower.
So
you're on
next to
the tower.
I'm trying to find a way in.
Oh.
We're already in.
We're fighting by.
Into the ship.
I thought we were already in the ship.
No, you were through the force field.
I'm sure there's plenty of openings. Just look at that thing.
Well, we must be in the ship. We're watching Luther in the...
No, that's him.
No, that's him in the warehouse.
In the warehouse.
Downstairs.
I'm fighting the villain. Well, you guys are all backing off.
Oh.
So we have player knowledge, so we know this is happening.
We have disturbance.
Yeah, sounds like...
If I sense a disturbance in the forest, I'll go fly down to the warehouse.
Serves him right, that demon, I say.
I'll find my way into the ship later.
On my initiative roll, I tell all the robots to deactivate themselves.
Okay.
Turn yourselves off. There is great confusion here thanks to this imposter.
Ambush pushes up.
What's that?
Ambush pops in. And says, I figured it out. You've been sent back in time.
Kill ambush guy.
Okay, so which command do you get?
I'll defend Zitty Papa before or after my initiative.
Oh, let's see. What should we roll for him? This strip is... Leaving. No, let's see.
Well...
Okay, so ambush bug pops in first.
Okay, then I give the command, beat ambush bug unconscious. My robot? Ha, ha, ha!
Ooh, that's good.
Hoo-ha!
I got 11 that time on my 5.
Okay, so this time they send,
a big one.
No, they send good old Vincent to take out Ambush Bug.
Good old Vincent.
And that's the only other role they might remember.
From the Black Hole?
Yeah.
Maximilian is the other left.
That's the one that's happy with.
Okay, Max and Vincent.
Vincent was a small, oh, right. The old guy. Like the old robot, Bob?
I don't remember the old robot name.
Kirby? You know, they found an old robot in the ship. It was all at the same time.
I only vaguely remember Kirby.
I'll call him Bob. Meanwhile, so that means one attacking you, one attacking Ambush Bug. You're flying down. The rest of you are next to the ship.
Taking out the guns.
Taking out the guns.
All of them. Every single one.
So you spend this turn trying to get out all the guns. You're hanging on.
I can drop you off. Like at the top. You want to be dropped off?
Disturbance in the forest down. Where else?
Knowing that Donald's headed my way, I shout to her, destroy the robot attacking me, my minion!
Yeah, minion, I shout on love.
I'm sure I was talking about the robot. Destroy the robot attacking me, comma, my minion.
What do you want to do?
Uh-huh. These people are now flying away.
So for Rad, well, Rad and Ripthorn.
Taking out the guns. All the guns on the ship.
Well, I believe you're taking out the guns, and the professor's going, ah! Ah! Ah!
No, I think I can drop you off. You want me dropped off at the top?
No!
You sure?
No!
It's flying like this, right? It's not like this.
Literally
drops like this.
It is... No, it's actually on... It's
oh, okay. So maybe you don't want me dropped off.
Like this?
I'll fly down with... who was it who just flew down?
Donald.
Me.
Dark something or another. Dark angel, dark
flame.
Fire. Dark flame.
Dark angel.
I'll fly down with Donald.
My secretary just flew down.
She ain't no dark angel.
Ain't no secretary either.
Yeah, I know you are now. Player knowledge.
Secretary, secretary.
Alright, so you fly down after the North Point.
Not quite what I meant, Kevin's thinking.
Whatever. Okay, so let's see. So, let's try to do this. Okay.
Should I fly casual, I say?
So...
Don't fly casual? Should I just do
this? His attacks here.
New ways to torture Eric.
You're almost there. We notice you seem to be a little faster.
I always do barrel rolls at Mach 3.
Who's a little faster?
The robot fighting you.
A little faster than who?
Should I be rolling initiative or not?
So you're coming at the
end of the
game.
It's absorbing the kinetic energy from your blows.
How about
you didn't attack it yet.
No, I'm not attacking it. I dodged again.
It's like it anticipates where you're dodging.
Oh, clear knowledge. I know where you're going, man. I know you're gonna dodge, man.
I
bet you didn't know all those symbols.
acrobatics.
No. Some of them.
So what are you doing? You flying around?
I'm flying with him.
Oh, you're going down to the warehouse? You mean her?
Yeah. Player knowledge, though, it's Donald.
Oh.
So he hits you, but he doesn't get through your skin. Your partner, I think. It looks menacing for you.
You cannot puncture through my suit, battle suit.
Go ahead and make a charisma roll and try to convince one of the other rolls to join the fight. Luther has gone back to working on his control.
He's dissing you, man.
Thanks.
Probably not. You're still being dissed.
It cuts about a 2, which is like a normal person, so not the robot. Okay, so the other three robots remain uncommitted.
what's going on with the ambush bug and robot fight?
Let me guess.
Robot. The robot cat.
And ambush bug teleports.
Yes. So ambush bug's teleporting around, the robot's trying to hit him. And then ambush bug trying to hit the robot. But he says, you know, he's only a normal person. He doesn't really do that much damage. So meanwhile, you two come in at the end of the round, and then, the robot sees someone else to fight.
Have you ever considered carrying an adze? That would greatly enhance your damage dealing capabilities.
What kind of bug carries an axe?
An axe-wielding bug?
Not an axe, an adze.
Adze. What kind of bug uses an adze?
A smart bug. Clever bug.
Okay. So you've taken out all the laser towers by now.
Try to find a way to get in. You want to get into this thing?
We're fighting for our lives against Lex Luthor and Ambush Bug, and you're all like, ooh, shit.
You guys are fine.
I turn.
You know we're not, you bitch!
I know you are. Did you take any damage yet? See? Nope. You hit me. Did you take any damage yet? We'll be there when you take damage. After you go down, actually.
Probably.
You take all the glory.
Okay. So, this. Oh, you go first. So there's a robot. There are actually two robots fighting a little girl.
Oh, there's two on me?
Yeah, there's two on you, one on you, one on you, one on Ash.
Hey!
I have no idea how tough they are.
It's true.
I haven't been able to hurt my
hand. Yeah, you can't hurt anything.
Fireball, little girl.
Secretary's team, Malfi.
Three! Yes. Three, you don't hit him. Yeah, but that's 9.
That was the name.
So out of the rest of you... Your turn.
So if I were to fireball the robots on her, would I catch her too?
Yeah.
She can take it.
You can definitely
fireball
me.
Although, maybe that'll burn away her uniform.
Oh?
Ooh.
The uniform's already on fire.
No, burn it away.
I fireball her into the robots. Oh, your uniform's on fire? Yeah, you could probably take flames then.
Yeah.
5.
Spell doesn't go up.
Oh, right.
As you're dodging around trying to cast a spell. What do you want to do? So there's a robot. It's sort of R2-D2.
These are the nastiest I expected to look.
Yeah, okay.
There's an R2-D2.
No, I'm supposed to talk.
Yes.
I ignore him.
What's your calling? All right.
I'm going to shoot Shannon's.
Okay.
What kind of damage does he do? Is he just swinging at Shannon?
No, it's got a little, little fan blades. moving up towards Jack. So his hands are actually little blades
like,
of fire.
They're like He-Man robots.
He's cutting them with buzz saws.
Yeah. There's a big menacing red robot.
The one that's attacking Shannon?
Mm-hmm. And it kind of floats.
I wonder if I should just damage him, or if I should take...
Take out the fan. You have a gun.
Is this force field that I have around me right now, is it protect against everything, or just...
energy.
Physical.
All physical attacks.
All physical attacks.
It's actually, that's true. It's actually, it's not two-way. I mean, you can't shoot through the force field.
I can't shoot through it.
Yeah.
But he can shoot through glass, so he should be able to shoot through a force field.
We
established the glass last week.
No, we said we're not going to shoot through glass.
So he should be able to shoot through the force field.
well, the force field is kind of pointless.
You're right, he breaks glass. I remember that.
So what you can do, you can...
I used to.
You can...
But I used to just shoot a gun.
You have a gun right now, don't you?
No.
No, it's built in now.
Oh, okay, right.
You can use an action. You can use an action. You can use an action to take down the force field, an action to shoot, then an action to raise the force field.
I can make the force field go around me and R2-D2 also, right?
Yeah.
You can shoot
it takes one action to change like the force field. So you can change the force field just so that's just you and R2, and you're in a little
cage match.
Cage match.
All right. So I want to. So one action is to. Bring it down. One action is to bring it up.
Bring it down. Oh,
that sucks. Okay, so I want to get rid of this force field then.
Just turn it off.
Wait, if you can't shoot through the force field.
How close am I to Shannon?
What good is it?
What are you good at it? It still protects you.
Okay, yes.
Well, that means that his.
Is it colored?
Hey, wait, Kevin.
No.
Doesn't that mean that
you can get force fields that you can shoot?
Doesn't that mean
his
guns can't fire from outside his ship? Because the force field is.
That's why I waited until you took the force field.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As soon as it went down, then it started firing.
Yeah. All right. So I want to put this force field.
Wait, he can actually shoot through it. You just have to roll over this force field. Right.
That's true. It would. Yeah. It is powerful enough that it could. Well, no, actually, that was a really powerful force field. It can't shoot through the long force field.
I can always shoot through the force
field. But usually, ships have multiple.
Remember Skrull and Captain Marvel?
Have more than just three.
Okay,
remember that lesson.
So, Kev, I want to make this force field large enough where Shannon's is inside of it.
Okay.
Preferably Lex isn't.
Sure. So
which one's which?
You. It's you, John, and your two guys.
All right, and then I'm going to shoot John's guy.
Okay.
Actually, I want to shoot both of our guys.
You can do that.
And I want to sub.
Suck the fan.
Suck buzzsaw.
Well, I'm going to suck both. Why not be greedy?
But I'm just saying suck his buzzsaw.
Advanced maneuver.
No, I'm just gonna take his health or whatever. Alright.
Okay. Let it roll.
I roll a 9.
9. So you hit them both. You don't know that much. And then you do 2 points to each. So they will. They each burn 1 hero point.
Oh.
So now I don't take anything?
Yeah.
Damn, robots have hero points.
So if that way, is it robots?
Robot points. RP.
That's right, they're RPing right now. Robot pointing.
Woo! Oh, no, they attack.
Didn't they already attack?
No, that was after. So this round, I'll let you guys go first.
Did it let you guys go first?
Ooh.
So two of them attack darkly. Yeah, they say.
Can I dodge one or both?
You can
dodge both. You're in your book right now. I think that's an action.
I dodge both.
Okay, the book is. One attacks you.
I dodge the buzzsaw.
And he misses. And then one attacks you. R2 attacks you. Holds up to you, tries to knock you over.
Wait, does that RT even have a bad motivator?
No, this one's good.
Oh, damn.
And what are you trying to pull?
He's not actually going through the force field at this point.
No.
But you do have your own force field. So
that's right. I think my defense is 11, isn't
four,
it?
He does 9 points, and your defense is 11, so he doesn't cut through.
Wow, he's actually pretty tough.
Yeah, so even though I'm describing them differently, they're all pretty tough. It's all exactly the same, and they're all pretty
tough. Is R2 carrying a tray with drinks?
Yeah, but it's deadly.
Deadly drinks?
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink that, I say.
It's deadly.
So, Bob and Super Few are attacking. So, anyways, and then... Yours. 5, 12, 7.
What are you looking over here for?
4, 7, 7.
It's the catching us all again.
Look at this.
They're nasty.
Kevin made a grotesque face when he ate one.
Yeah, they're really bad. Maybe if I get used to it, but, you know, after eating the guacamole.
Well, yeah, guacamole is better, but these aren't too bad.
Note to self, eat salsa chips before guacamole chips.
Yeah.
Note to self, don't eat salsa chips. I should take this upstairs. What are the cats laying on without their cat to loop?
They'll find something. They always do.
Let's
all just roll in, Kev.
Okay, all the rolls get much faster.
They get faster?
Yeah. Ember's book is saying, oh my god, they're gonna kill us all!
Well, kill them. Attack them with your ads! It's our only hope.
Yeah, what we want to really hope.
So you notice the robots are like anticipating your moves better as they go in for the attack.
Wow.
Meanwhile, so the two of you are outside.
We're going down into the trench now.
It's starting to feel like
you worry about the ship. You worry about those ships. I'll worry about the tower, I think. we're just looking for an entrance.
Okay. Make a roll.
If I were building this ship, where would I put the entrance? 15.
Okay. So you find an entrance. You can make one more roll. Each of you. And then add your stats. 22.
18. 19.
36.
18 plus 8.
So what's your total?
36.
And yours?
19.
Okay. So there's a little keypad, you punch in some buttons, something happens. Doot doot! It kind of beats, it goes herb.
Valid passcode or something?
Herb. Yeah.
I'll try every single combination. Oh wait, no. I'm not the Flash.
The cat were here.
What would be the passcode? Maybe it's Lex? I tried Lex.
Luther number one.
Try Krypton.
Krypton?
And then Kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
Super cool. That could be it. Legion of Doom.
LOD. Oh, actually, 86. Legion of Doom is around, right?
Probably.
No, I'm talking about the rest of the group.
Yeah.
The Road Warriors beat him too. So I tried Lex, Luthor, and Krypton, Kryptonite. What else?
Superman sucks.
Lois.
Oh.
Or,
you think it's an L word?
It's like an L word.
Loot?
Huh?
Loot?
Loot?
Loot.
A loot? L-O-T, loot?
I think Superman is at least
the same. L-L, like Luthor, L-L. That's only two. I think minimum is like five or six.
What the hell?
Lex Luthor.
He's trying to figure out what Lex Luthor's keypad.
Try 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I can just blast this.
How about Superman?
We tried that. 1. 2. 3. That's the dumbest. Okay. I would try
Trek Passport.
So I'll take a walk. Meanwhile,
okay. They meanwhile, could if you had someone with super speed there, they could...
That's what
they
did.
Try welcome.
Password, welcome.
Rude. So welcome, Mr. Dark.
Yeah, wow. Big friend in that
friend. Meanwhile,
what's
Spenny? The two robots, Spenny. One of them's really fast, the other one's a little faster.
Than me?
Than before.
Oh, okay.
And they weren't Dex 9 before.
Okay. So their Dex has gone up.
Yes.
Okay.
What the hell are they?
So I'm still, but I'm still going before them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll only hit the really much faster one.
Okay. The really much faster one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or is it do I think it's really much faster?
It's quite a bit much faster.
Alright, I'll hit the slower
you're
one.
Not, you're not going to hit it.
I'll hit the slower one. Yeah.
One thing.
Huh?
Okay, go ahead.
It's 40 now.
11.
11, you just hit it and do 1 point of damage.
Which it RPs away.
Nah, that's not efficient.
That's not efficient. It knows that.
So we apparently kill him 1 point at a time.
That's two. Or Q. Well, two didn't die off.
So it's got a Dex 11, Body 12.
Yeah. I'm not touching it anytime soon. This is a slow one?
For some reason, this adventure is really tough. At least this particular encounter.
That's why we're using
this particular encounter is amazingly tough.
They're flying.
I mean, the robots are nothing compared to Luthor.
Oh, really?
Luthor? I am Luthor.
Luthor in battlefield is much tougher.
Yeah, it's like 30 to 40.
That's like